Hello, this is Karen Fresco with the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, December 23, 2020. We begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Illinois Impact. Vermillion reports 14 fatalities. Health officials issue advisory about Urbana Church. State 7-day rate falls again. Vermillion County's death toll rose by 14 Tuesday after local health officials confirmed fatalities from the past 3 months. Health Administrator Doug Toole said about 48% of the county's 73 deaths happened in November. On the same day that Champaign County reported its 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th lives lost in December, Ford County announced the COVID death of a man in his 70s, and Douglas County reported the passing of a man in his 80s. A warning from Champaign-Urbana Public Health: if you attended Urbana's Restoration Church between December 12 and Tuesday, you could have been exposed to COVID-19. Get tested immediately, self-quarantine, then retest this weekend. The state's 7-day positivity rate continued to trend downward, falling to 7.4%. Illinois' numbers are moving in the right direction, and we have a finish line in sight, Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams said during a visit to Chicago. On the first Monday after finals week at the University of Illinois, 14 new cases emerged from 4,807 saliva tests, a rate of 0.3%. The campus's 7-day positivity rate held at 0.2%. That article by Jeff D'Alessio. Coronavirus fatality. 21-year-old who died of COVID-19 was best son and big brother. By Jeff D'Alessio, Urbana. A 21-year-old security officer at Carl Foundation Hospital became the youngest Champaign County resident to lose their life to COVID-19. Bryant Boyer Killian died Monday from COVID-19 due to complications from asthma, his family said Tuesday in a statement to the News Gazette. He was the best son and big brother. He had a smile that would light up a room. He made an impression on everyone he touched. He was a very strong, hard-working young man who liked to help others. He really enjoyed being a security officer and hoped to be a police officer one day. He passed away surrounded by those who loved him. We're grateful for his brothers in arms who protected and supported us every step of the way. While it's shocking to some that he died so young, it's a stark reminder that this virus does not discriminate. It can take a hold and not let go. Please wear a mask and get the vaccine when it's available so fewer families have to share in our sadness. I don't wish this on anyone, to be missing their family or loved one. Mr. Boyer Killian is one of 25 Champaign County residents to die of COVID-19 this month. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District reported 4 more fatalities Tuesday, raising the county's pandemic total to 83. Carl mourns the loss of our colleague Bryant Boyer Killian, the health system said in a separate statement to the News Gazette. Anytime we lose a team member unexpectedly, it leaves an impact. We continue to see how COVID-19 affects our friends and neighbors, and it's distressing. We know there are hundreds of people in our region and thousands in our state in the same terrible situation, missing their friends, family, and colleagues due to this devastating virus. Champaign celebrity. She's got what it bakes. Juliana Jung takes home the title of Food Network Show by Anthony Zillis. For the last 4 months, Juliana Jung has had to hold back a secret when talking to some of the people closest to her. as they watched the Holiday Baking Championship on Food Network, the Champaign resident knew about the life-changing final result, but she could only tell her husband. Even her sister, whom she talks to every day on the phone, didn't know. "We were just dying inside," she said. "We tried so hard to keep that together." On Monday night, the result was revealed as Jung watched from her bedroom at home. After 8 shows involving 12 contestants, the final results were broadcast to the world. She had won. Jung says she's still shocked at the result. She's a home baker who was discovered by Food Network producers on Instagram early this year. Competing against professionals, at whom she marveled throughout the series, she kept herself alive week after week. In the finale, she faced off against Miami pastry chef Lorenzo Delgado and Megan Rountree, a cake baker from Texas. "When we got to the finale, I did not expect myself to win," she said. "I know Lorenzo is so good at decorating, and I know Megan's cakes are so good all the time. So coming from the challenges a few weeks back, they had been winning and had been on a streak. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy myself throughout this experience. Just show what I can do. Have fun with it. I mean, in my head, I knew I wasn't going to win, so I was just trying my best to enjoy the moment." Despite that attitude, Jung felt plenty of stress. After winning the preheat, or the opening round, in the finale with an Earl Grey tea-flavored macaroon, she was able to pick her ingredient and era for the final round, which covered Christmas past, present, and future. She chose Christmas present, with buttercream as her ingredient, and she made a 3-layered coffee and s'more-flavored cake with a layer decorated with snowflakes on the bottom, bells in the middle, and a tree on top. "The last time she made a 3-layered cake," she said, "it took her 3 days. In the finale, contestants were given 5 hours. She said there was plenty she would have changed about the final cake if she was given another 30 minutes, but the judges said her buttercream decorations were the most beautiful of the three. In the end, host Jesse Palmer announced her name as the winner of the $25,000 prize. As the winner, she'll also be featured on a Food Network app. "I can't even contain myself right now," she told the camera. "I didn't think it was going to be me at all. I wanted to prove myself that home bakers could really make it, and I did. I was just average Julie from the beginning, but I'm not so average anymore." Jung took up baking several years ago when she lived in Seattle. She followed that interest around the world, attending master classes from well-known chefs across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. Despite the win, she doesn't plan on quitting her job at Health Alliance to pursue a baking career anytime soon, and she'll continue to pursue her master's degree in healthcare administration online from George Washington University. She'll keep her options open, but she doesn't have plans to take baking beyond a hobby. "Currently, I'm not planning on anything big," she said. "I'm just going with the flow at this moment. I just want to soak everything in to see what kind of opportunities this opens up for me. I actually enjoy my current career that I have in healthcare. I'm very open to seeing what kind of opportunities come across," she added. "I wish I could do some sort of project locally, and then if something comes up nationally, of course, I would love to do that. I'm not looking to change my career into culinary or baking or little things like that. I want to keep it a hobby. I don't want to make it a job at this point." While she doesn't know where this experience will take her, Jung is simply happy that the ride happened. And the outpouring of support over the show's 8-episode run was like a second wave of joy. "I'm just glad we have this on record," Jung said. you know how your memory kind of goes fuzzy and you forget about little things here and there. And I'm just glad we have this recorded on TV. So whenever I want to relive it, I can go back and watch it again. Restaurants versus Health District. Mary Ann's settlement in works. Permit suspended at Urbana Post 71. By Deborah Pressey, Champaign. As lawyers were working on a settlement agreement for Mary Ann's Diner, calling for indoor dining at that restaurant to cease, public health officials suspended the health permit at yet another local establishment, said to be defying a state order intended to slow down the spread of COVID-19. Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Environmental Health Director Jim Roberts said the health permit for American Legion Post 71, 107 North Broadway, Urbana, was suspended Tuesday for continuing to serve customers indoors. It was the seventh health permit local health officials recently suspended in Champaign County after owners disregarded warnings and continued indoor service, currently prohibited by the state at bars and restaurants. The health permit for Mary Ann's Diner, 1510 South Neal Street, Champaign, was suspended December 9 by the Public Health District, and the City of Champaign subsequently issued an emergency suspension of the diner's food and beverage license. The status of Mary Ann's suspended city license was continued at an administrative hearing Tuesday before City Clerk Marilyn Banks, after lawyers for the diner and the city said they were finalizing a settlement agreement. Under the proposed settlement, Mary Ann's would cease indoor dining service, said Thomas DeVore, the diner's attorney, at a hearing conducted on Zoom Tuesday. The city and diner are in agreement that as long as Mary Ann's health permit is suspended, the city license is also suspended, and that the city license won't be reinstated until the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District reinstates the health permit, according to DeVore. The City of Champaign requires food and drink establishments to have both a valid health permit and a valid city license to operate. Hopefully by tomorrow we will have both these things resolved, DeVore said. Guy Hall, a Champaign attorney serving as the hearing officer for the Mary Ann's case, continued the hearing to 3 p.m. January 5, but also said that is a placeholder date and time, and the matter could be resolved before then. In addition to Mary Ann's Diner and the American Legion Post 71, public health officials have suspended health permits at Apple Dumplings, at 2014 North High Cross Road, Urbana, Lil Buford's, at 102 North Long Street, Tolono, Not Too Far Bar, at 203 Chapin Street, Ivesdale, Billy Bob's at 105 East Broadway, Ogden, and Red Wheel Restaurant at 741 Broad Meadow, Rantoul, all for indoor dining. Red Wheel's health permit was quickly reinstated the next day after the owners agreed to correct the violation and pay a reinstatement fee for their health permit. Next up is a hearing on Apple Dumplin', set for 9:30 a.m. today before Champaign County Judge Benjamin Dyer. Dyer issued a temporary restraining order last week, forbidding Apple Dumplin' to operate without a valid health permit, and the hearing today was set to determine a longer-term solution. From the Our County section, stories of the season, Church Helping with Bills, Right Thing to Do, by Deborah Pressey, Urbana. With the coldest months of winter on the way, Unitarian Universalist Church of Urbana-Champaign will be giving away half its Christmas Eve offering to help ease the misery of utility shutoffs. In this winter of sickness and desperation, it just seems like the right thing for us to do, to help our neighbors on Christmas Eve in this direct way, said the church's lead pastor, the Reverend Florence Kaplow. She invites the rest of the community to join her church in donating to a new utility bill assistance fund to be administered by Cunningham Township. The fund is intended to help pay utility bills for people when no other options are available. Kaplow said her church shares offerings from its congregation every month to support community needs. The biggest day of the year, said Kaplow, but the need is greater. It can make such a huge difference in somebody's life to not have power or water in the middle of the winter, Kaplow said. Cunningham Township Supervisor Danielle Chinoweth said the pandemic has increased financial hardships, leading to the inability to keep up with utility bills. As of December 4, she said, there were 68 households in Champaign-Urbana that were without power due to prior disconnections. At the township, we are receiving calls every few days from a family, and it's almost always a family with children who have gotten their water shut off, she said. There are some avenues for help, Chinoweth said. LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, administered by the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, still has some assistance available, she said. The Salvation Army of Champaign County also has some limited assistance for water bills, she said, but there are still people who fall through the cracks. There are a lot of programs out there to support utility assistance that people should avail themselves of, Chinoweth said. There are also some significant gaps, and the Unitarian Universalist Church funds are really designed to fill those gaps. Chinoweth said anyone falling behind on a utility bill should make their first call to the utility to explain the hardships they are facing. The next call should be to those assistance programs, she said. Illinois American Water Company spokeswoman Karen Cotton urged the same. The Salvation Army administers Illinois Water's H2O Help program and works in partnership with the company to get that assistance to people in need, she said. We understand it's difficult, that people may be finding themselves in a situation they've never been in before, Cotton said. They may be hesitant to ask for help. They may not know where to turn for help, but it's just as simple as calling us. Cotton said water customers facing disconnections are notified multiple times, but sometimes people are afraid to call the company. If a family is experiencing a financial hardship, they need to call us and let us know, she said. While the Unitarian Universalist Utilities Fund will be administered by Cunningham Township, help from this fund will be available to people throughout Champaign County, according to Chinoweth. Kaplow says she hopes other churches will be inspired to provide similar assistance. She also hopes middle-income families receiving stimulus checks who don't need that financial help will be willing to make a donation. We are well aware of the inordinate impact this pandemic has had on the lives of our fellow community members, said the church's board chair, Brian McDermott. The efforts of Cunningham Township to assist those in danger of losing their utilities or have already lost them, is something that all beings of conscience should try to assist if they have the ability to do so. FBI investigation. Farmer City Man's alleged scheme netted $2 million. By Dave Hinton, Farmer City. A Farmer City man is one of two central Illinois residents who have been indicted in federal court Peoria for fraud after they allegedly stole more than $2 million from the company they worked for, as well as banks and customers. Jeffrey Gibbs, 55, of Farmer City, made his initial appearance in federal court Peoria this week. An initial trial date has been scheduled for March 15. Gibbs was arrested December 18. He was released with conditions that include location monitoring. Also indicted was Kara M. Wilkie, 45, of Maroa. Mid-Illinois Boats, Inc., doing business as Clinton Marine 2, operated new and used boat dealerships in East Peoria and Weldon. The indictment alleges Gibbs and Wilkie, former employees of Clinton Marine, that may be Clinton Marine, Illinois. It looks like Roman numeral 2 or else capital I, capital L, I'm not sure, operated a multifaceted fraud scheme that defrauded their employer, banks, and the dealership's customers of more than $2 million. The pair allegedly spent the money on their own automobiles, vacations, credit cards, utilities, and shopping. The indictment alleges that from January 2014 to July 2019, Gibbs and Wilkie used their positions with Clinton Marine 2, which included management of day-to-day operations, to carry out their fraud scheme. The fraud allegedly included obtaining loans on fictitious boats and on false transactions, taking out loans using forged signatures, selling boats on behalf of customers but not paying off the customer's loan or remitting payment to the seller, and collecting payment for taxes, titles, and fees, but failing to pay those expenses. The charges are the result of investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation with the assistance of the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and the Illinois Secretary of State. If convicted, the statutory maximum penalty for each count of wire fraud, 9 counts, and mail fraud, 2 counts, is up to 20 years in prison. The maximum penalty for each count of bank fraud, 4 counts, is up to 30 years. And each count of aggravated identity theft, 3 counts, carries a penalty of 2 years in prison and requires that at least 2 years must be served consecutive to any sentence imposed on any other count. Sixth Judicial Circuit, new Chief Judge from Champaign County, by Mary Schenck Urbana. The Sixth Judicial Circuit, which includes Champaign County, has a new Chief Judge. Champaign County Judge Randy Rosenbaum was elected by his fellow circuit judges to handle the administrative duties for the courts in the circuit's 6 counties. It was one of those things when they asked for volunteers to step forward. I stood still and everyone else took a step back, Rosenbaum said of his selection, which he learned of Monday. I'm happy to do it. It's not something I sought out. DeWitt County Judge Carl Koretz currently holds the Chief Judge's title for the circuit, which includes Champaign, DeWitt, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Piatt counties. Koretz has done the Chief's job for 2 years. The Chief Judge earns no extra pay for the duties, which involve general supervisory authority over the administrative functions of the trial courts in the circuit. Rosenbaum, 56, has been a judge for only 4 years. He was appointed to the seat of now-retired Judge Harry Clem in the fall of 2016. He successfully ran for election to the post as a Republican in 2018. When Judge Tom DeFantis retired in early November, Rosenbaum assumed the duties of presiding judge, responsible for the assignments of his fellow circuit and associate judges in Champaign County, as well as contact with the county board and other department heads. He handles half of the county's felony cases, splitting the criminal docket with Judge Roger Weber, and oversees drug court. Meantime, the neighboring 5th Judicial Circuit also has a familiar face leading it. Vermilion County Presiding Circuit Judge Thomas O'Shaughnessy will assume Chief Judge duties on January 29. His fellow circuit judges in Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Edgar, and Vermilion counties selected O'Shaughnessy in early December to assume those responsibilities from current Chief Judge Mitchell Schick of Charleston, who has had the job for 3 years. O'Shaughnessy, a 1975 graduate of Catlin High School, was first elected as a circuit judge in 2014 and was retained in November by voters for another 6 years. No shortage of applicants for Champaign County judgeship. 23 lawyers have applied to fill an upcoming associate judgeship vacancy in Champaign County. With the holidays intervening, it's unlikely the replacement for Judge John Kennedy will be able to start before February. We are going to do brief interviews of all the candidates on January 6, said presiding Judge Randy Rosenbaum. Although all the circuit judges of the Sixth Circuit vote on a new associate, the practice has been for the judges from the other 5 counties to defer to the wishes of the circuit judges in the county. Sammy Anderson, position Champaign attorney. Champaign attorney. Joel Fletcher, Champaign County Assistant State's Attorney. Daniel Fossier, Matthew Bannock, Champaign County Assistant State's Attorney. Andrew Beckett, Champaign attorney. Urbana attorney. Brian Frares. Andrea Bergstrom, Assistant U.S. Attorney, Urbana. Andrew Hatch, Champaign County Assistant Public Defender, Champaign attorney. Ellen Bullock. Peter Henderson, Assistant U.S. Public Defender, Urbana. Mark Ingersoll, Champaign attorney. Lindsay Clark Rivest, Champaign County Assistant State's Attorney, Supervisory, Urbana attorney. Robert Jacobson, where the associate will serve. Kennedy announced in November that he will retire January 15 after 20 years as an associate judge. His replacement will earn about $197,000 annually. Associate judges will serve at the pleasure of the circuit judges and are evaluated every 4 years. Given the ages and length of service of the current judges in Champaign County, it is unlikely there will be any vacancies to fill for quite a while after Kennedy's replacement is chosen. Many of the applicants have sought previous judicial vacancies. 2 have actually run for circuit judgeships. In alphabetical order, the candidates are Scott Larson, Bridget Schott, Timothy Sullivan, Matthew Lee, Ruth Wyman, Troy Lozar, Mark Palmer, Thomas Yu, and Jamie Props. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, December 23, 2020. Please stay tuned.